بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى اله واصحابه ومن تبعهم بدعوة الى يوم الدين. وعن شقيق انه قال: كان عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه يذكر الناس في كل خميس، فقال له رجل: يا ابا عبد الرحمن، لوددت انك ذكرتنا في كل يوم، لوددت انك ذكرتنا في كل يوم. قال: أما إنه يمنعني من ذلك أني أكره أن أملكم، وإني أتخولكم بالموعظة كما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتخولنا بها مخافة السآمة علينا، أو كما قال شقيق رحمه الله، هو the student of Abdullah bin Mas'ud رضي الله عنه. He says that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he used to give the wa'ad, he used to give wa'ad to the people every Thursday. He used to remind people about Allah azza wa jalla, about akhirah, about, you know, the basics of Islam, anything else. So a man said, "Oh, Abu Abdurrahman." Abu Abdurrahman, it is the kunya of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So a man said, "Oh, Abu Abdurrahman," because it is not respect that you call some alim or somebody whom you respect with his name. Because the way you cannot call your father with his name. If your father's name is Khalid, say, "Khalid, come here." You cannot call your father with his name. You cannot call your mother with his name. You say, "Mom, come here, Dad, come here," or "I need this, I need that." Unfortunately, although these things are very basic, the people have to learn. People nowadays, they have to learn. Sometimes I have seen people, they calling imams with their names. If you have imam in the masjid, you don't call him with his name, he's imam. You're praying behind him. Al-imamu dhaminun. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-imamu dhaminun wal mu'adhdhin mu'tamarun. Imam is a guarantor, and mu'adhdhin is a trusted one, because you rely on the mu'adhdhin for the times, because the mu'adhdhin keeps an eye on the time of salah, and he gives adhan when the time comes. So you have to respect the muazzin, the person who calls the adhan. And you have to have, for sure, a lot of respect for the imam, because imam is guaranteeing your prayer. If his prayer is not correct, your prayer is also not correct. That's why if you are praying behind the imam and the imam makes a mistake, not only that the imam has to make sajda of sahu, you also have to make sajda of sahu. If you have 1,000 people praying behind the imam, none of them have made a mistake. But imam made a mistake, everybody has to make a sajda. So you have to follow him, whether he does right, whether he... Arabs, they used to have this method of calling somebody with that nickname, with that kunya, Abu Fulan, Abu Khalid, Abu Haidar, Abu Muhammad, Abu Abdurrahman. And the same also applies to the women, that the women, they used to have nicknames as well, Fulan, Khalid, Abdurrahman, Nur. So among the ladies, if somebody is senior, you know, among the women, you also have like young girls, for example, you have senior women, senior ladies. So it is not appropriate for a young girl to call somebody who is senior with her name. Khalida, come here. Aisha, come here. No. You should have some consideration for her age, for her seniority. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an, he used to remind people every Thursday. Remind people, yani, he used to give wa'az. He used to give dars, bayan, every Thursday. So a man said, "Oh Abu Abdurrahman, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّكَ ذَكَّرْتَنَا فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ. I wish if you can remind us every day, you know, when you give bayan, when you talk, when you give wa'az, it's very nice, very interesting. Well, why don't you do it every single day? I wish if you can do it every day." Qala Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, "Ama innahu yamna'uni min dhalika anni akrahu wa umil lakum." Well, what stops me from doing so is that I dislike to make you feel bored. I dislike to make you feel annoyed or tired. Why? If you're going to remind people every single day, slowly, slowly they will switch off. This is the human nature. They will switch off. Let him keep saying what he's saying. He does that every single day. Don't bother, just leave. Right? Just leave. If you remind every single day, then people don't pay any attention. People then don't make any notice of it. People say, this is not anything new. We already know this. And then he gave a reason for that. He said, "Kana Rasulullahi wa inni atakhawwaluhum bil mu'idha." Well, I actually give you wa'az, you know, with consideration. I do not just start talking as and when I like. No. I have consideration. There is a time to remain silent and there is a time to talk. There is a time to make it short and there is a time to make it long. There is a time that you ignore somebody. There is a time that you say that, "Excuse me, what you are doing is wrong." Right? You have a big crowd of people. Say during Hajj or during Umrah, and somebody would pass by somebody when he's praying. Somebody would pass a musalli in front of the musalli. Can you stop him and say, "Don't pass by a musalli"? Well, it is time for Hajj. You have hundreds of thousands of people. When it is time for Tawaf, people are going to move around. People are not going to wait for you to finish Salah. Because if you finish Salah, somebody will start. And if you are going to wait for him, somebody else will start. So you will never be able to make tawaf. Well, there is a consideration for that. You have a simple masjid in your neighborhood, in your locality. Somebody is praying salah. Well, first of all, the person who is praying salah, he should pray somewhere aside, so that he is not praying in the middle of the way. And somehow, if he happens to pray in the middle of the way, he has to find a pillar, so that he can pray behind a pillar. Or like you have sutra, you have some sort of a barrier. And somehow if somebody does not do so, and you see him praying right in the middle, and then somebody is trying to pass by, well, you say, "Excuse me, this person is praying, you know, leave some gap, leave some space, go behind him rather than going in front of him." So when you give wa'az and when you remind people, you have to have consideration. Inni atakhawwalukum bil maw'idha. Indeed, I have consideration for you with regards to wa'az. Kama kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam atakhawwaluna biha. The way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to have consideration with regards to wa'az. Makhafata sa'amati alayna, because of the fear of us being, you know, tired or exhausted or annoyed. Although the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they used to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very much, and they would be just happy for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to speak and them to listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as long as he speaks. But human being is a human being. If you keep talking, people get annoyed. If you keep telling people all the time, every time, again they will be tired, they will be annoyed. And this is, obviously, this is applicable to any waaz, any bayan, any reminder which you give to the people. This is very important for parents. Parents, if they are going to tell their children off all the time, the children, they will not listen to them. They will say, oh, my daddy is like that. My daddy is like that. My mom is like that. There was a time when children, they used to listen to the uncles and aunties. So, oh, my uncle is like that, my auntie is like that. If you want your children to listen to you, you have to choose the right time. And sometimes you have to ignore them, and sometimes you have to remind them. Even though you wish if you can tell them, but you have to control yourself. And you have to find the right time and the right moment to remind them. If you are going to sit with your children every single day and tell them, don't play computer games. Don't play computer games. Every single day you are going to tell them, they will not listen to you. Once in a while if you say, look, you know, I see your eyes are getting red. I'm worried about your eyes. Right? I have heard somebody had a problem because of spending a lot of time on the screen. If you say that once in a while, they might think a little bit. They might have some sort of worry and concern that, well, I should be careful about the time which I am spending on the screen. Otherwise, people who keep saying, keep telling all the time, people will not listen to them. People will get tired. That's why Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, it also not all the time. Amar bil Ma'ruf has to be with Ma'ruf. And Nahi anil Munkar, it has to be in a manner that stops the evil. If you do Nahi anil Munkar in a manner that people become, you know, arrogant. People become adamant. People say, well, you keep saying what you're saying, I will keep doing what I'm doing. Well, you're not helping them out. You're making them even more, you know, stubborn. Sometimes people might have good intention. But with the good intention, they do something which is wrong. So having good intention is not sufficient for doing something right. You have to have good intention, but you also have the good method. You have to have the good approach of doing Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Hazrat Thani rahimahullah, once he was traveling on the train, there was a gentleman. You know, at that time, if you study in England, for example, you are the highly educated person, and nobody is educated like you. So probably he was, you know, England return. Hazrat Thani rahimahullah, last time, he was traveling on a train, and in the same place where he was sitting, there was a gentleman, Muslim, but probably he considered himself very smart and very educated. Because somehow people they think that if you get a degree, you have education. There are lots of people who are ignorant and they have degrees. There are lots of people who are stupid and they have degrees. They don't have any sense whatsoever, but they have degrees. Having a degree does not mean that you have education. Education is tarbiyah. It is tarbiyah of your mind and tarbiyah of your soul. Storing information and storing knowledge is different from having education. Anyway, that is a different subject. So there was a gentleman on the train traveling at the same time. Al-Hadrat Thanwi rahimahullah. It was time for Salah. So Hadrat Thanwi rahimahullah, he stood and he made wudu and he prayed Salah. Well, because the train, you know, you travel for a longer period of time. So time for next Salah, time for next Salah. Hadrat Thanwi is getting up and praying, but Hadrat Thanwi is not telling him to pray. Hadrat Thanwi rahimahullah is not telling him to pray. And this man, he is waiting for Hadrat Thanwi to say, pray, so that he can say, well, you always pray, I don't pray. Why do I have to pray? He is waiting to start an argument. He is waiting to have a debate. He is waiting to reject his invitation, and Hadrat Thanwi is not bothered. Well, he is a Muslim, he knows how to pray. If he is Muslim, he should know that he has to pray. Why do I have to tell him all the time? Well, he is Muslim. He should know that he has to pray. Because if you keep telling people, pray, pray all the time, well, they will get tired. Once you have to make them aware that, look, you know, you are a Muslim, this is your duty. If they pray, that is good for them. They don't pray, they will have the sin. If they don't pray, that is their own responsibility. You cannot have a policeman, you know, telling people to pray all the time. That's why even the government, what they do, they will make a law and they will publish that law. That's it. You will not have somebody reminding you about the law all the time. Now it is your responsibility to follow the law. If you follow the law, that is good. If you break the law, you will have penalty. And if you have a heavy penalty, then you will become aware. And next time you will be careful. مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً مَنْكَى. Allah says, whoever ignores my remembrance, I will make their life tight. That is a reminder. If a person neglects Salah, somehow he will have difficulty in his life. People who are praying Salah and people who are not praying Salah, they cannot be equal. People who are sincere to Allah Azza wa Jal and people who are not, they cannot be equal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith quoted that Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, O son of Adam, make 4 ruku' for me beginning of the day. I will be sufficient for you for the rest of the day. Yabna Adam, irka'li 4 raka'atin fi awwal an-nahar akfika akhirahu. O son of Adam, just make 4 ruku' for me beginning of the day. I will be sufficient for you for the rest of the day. So if a person prays Salah, prays 4 rak'at at the beginning of the day, and Allah has guaranteed that Allah will take care of him, that person and the person who has not even prayed for Salah, can they be equal? Can their day go equal? Obviously not. The person who is under the guarantee of Allah Azza wa Jal, the person who is under the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will be accompanied by angels. He will be guided and he will be guarded by angels. He will have the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and his affairs will be handled by Allah Azza wa Jal. His affairs are handled by Allah. I know personally some people, they're simple. They're not alim, they're not, you know, any mufti or anything. Yes, simple people, but they're honest with themselves. And they do what is right. And believe me, Allah Azza wa Jal makes their affairs easy and smooth. Many of their affairs are easy and smooth. Sometimes you find people, mashallah, who are well off. People have jobs, people have income, people have savings, people have properties, people have assets. And still they are struggling here, worried there, concern here, concern there. You know, this matter is stuck, that matter is stuck, my head is, you know, blown up. How come? Because the people who are guided by Allah Azza wa Jal, the people who are guaranteed by Allah Azza wa Jal, and the people who are not, they are not equal. So, Hazrat Thanwi rahimahullah, he did not say anything to this person. He just stood went and prayed Salah. This person, he cannot, you know, see that, because he considered himself to be highly educated and a gentleman. He said, why you did not tell me to pray Salah? Hazrat Ali Ramallah said, well, why should I tell you? Why should I tell you? I don't have the duty to tell you all the time. Well, if you want to pray, you pray. You don't want to pray, that's your own problem. Then next time, he stood and he prayed Salah with Hazrat Ali Ramallah. And then he said to Hazrat, that if you would have told me to pray, I would not have prayed with you. But I am praying with you because you did not tell me to pray. I am praying because you did not tell me to pray. Tarbiyah is a very delicate matter, especially when you are dealing with human soul, with human psychology. It's very difficult and very tricky. Obviously, you know, with the mashayikh, with the pious people, there is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. It is not like you might be traveling with somebody else and you might pray and the other person, he may not pray. So with the pious people, there is a different, you know, there are different reasons why they will have influence on other people as well. But generally speaking, tarbiyah, it needs a lot of attention. You cannot keep telling people all the time. That's why some mashayikh, if people visit them and they are sleeping, they will not wake them up. They will say, well, let him sleep. If he is sleeping, let him sleep. Because he is sleeping, a person who is sleeping, he does not have any obligation. A person who is sleeping, he does not have any obligation, because Rufi al-Qalam, the pen has been lifted from him. When he wakes up, he will have obligation. So he's sleeping, let him sleep. Inshallah, once his sleep is over, once he's fresh, he'll wake up and he'll pray Salah. Obviously, I'm not suggesting that if it is time for Fajr Salah, for example, you let people sleep. I'm not suggesting that. Right? But say, you know, you happen to wake up in the middle of the night, and you want to pray Tahajjud Salah. Okay. And you have a guest. He has come from a long journey. You have your cousin, your friend. He came from a long journey. And you want him to pray with you Tahajjud as well. Well, a poor man, he traveled so many hours. Let him sleep. What is wrong with that? If you want him to pray Tahajjud with you, inshallah next night, inshallah, whenever and as and when he is fresh, he can pray Tahajjud, or he may not pray Tahajjud. It is up to him. So, Shaqiq rahimahullah, he says that Abdullah al-Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he used to give wa'az to the people every Thursday. So a man said to him, O Abu Rahman, I wish if you can remind us every day, yani I wish if you can give us a talk, a bayan, a wa'az every day. So he said, well, what has stopped me from that I dislike to make you have malal. Malal, yani you feel tired, you feel, you know, annoyed. And I consider you with regards to wa'ad the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to consider us with regards to wa'ad. I consider you, yani I look for the right opportunity. I look for the right time. You know, once a week, it's okay. But every single day, that is difficult. بَخَافَةَ السَّآمَةِ عَلَيْنَا, because of the fear of, you know, making us feel tired, or making us feel annoyed, or making us feel bored, etc. Wa'az is different from ta'aleem. Wa'az is different from ta'aleem. Ta'aleem can be every day. Learning and teaching can be every day. But reminder cannot be every day. You know, for example, say, you want to memorize the Quran. You cannot say, well, I will memorize the Quran once a week. If you memorize the Quran once a week, when are you going to finish the Quran? Or say you have a madrasa, and in the madrasa you have so many books to read. You cannot allow the child to say, well, inshallah, once a week I will attend, because that is sunnah. It is No. Wa'az is different from ta'aleem. Because ta'aleem, it needs more commitment. And ta'aleem needs, you know, learning over a lengthy and over a long period of time. You have so much to cover. When you are giving wa'az, you are not teaching anything as such. You are just reminding people, you are making them aware. That's why, if a person wants to learn Islam seriously, he has to give time. If you really want to learn Islam, well, you have to give time. You have to give time so that you can learn the meaning of the Quran. You have to give time so that you can learn some basic tafsir. I'm not saying in-depth tafsir of the Quran, just basic tafsir of the Quran. If you want to learn, you have to give time. You have to sit with the alim, with the shaykh, with the mufti, so that you can learn. If you want to learn the basics of salah and fasting and hajj and zakah and the buying and selling and marriage and divorce and all these things, well, you have to give time. You cannot expect to learn all of that if you attend Jum'ah once a week. Most of the people, what they do is that if they are keen to learn something, they will attend the Friday Bayan. They will attend the Jum'ah, you know, Wa'al, Jum'ah Bayan. Now, the Bayan or the Wa'al is not a learning session. It is a reminder about the basics of Islam. You know, what people already know, you're just motivating them. You're just encouraging them, please, you know, pray Salah, be good to your wife, be good to your husband, take care of your parents. You know, Ramadan is coming, Ya Allah, get up. Make sure that you fast on time, make sure that you break the fast on time, make sure that you don't lie, don't cheat, don't backbite, all this stuff. This is a wa'ad, this is a reminder. If a person would attend just only on Friday, is he going to learn the tafsir of the Quran, the meaning of the Quran, the hadith? No. He's going to learn some basics and that will be a reminder. People need to have another arrangement for learning. Wa'az and learning, these are two different things. People have to give more time. Okay, you know, a person is away from the masjid. He doesn't pray, he doesn't come to the masjid. Slowly, slowly you encourage him, you know, let's go once a week, half an hour, 40 minutes, listen to this wa'az, listen to this bayan. MashaAllah, you feel good, you feel happy, you feel motivated, that is good. But once you have been doing that for a period of time, can you just say, well, that is enough for me? Well, that is just a reminder. That is just to keep you motivated until next week. So next week you come and you charge the battery. Again. But if you truly want to learn, then you have to make some more arrangement in order to learn. So I'm not saying this from myself. The ulama, they have said that this Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have consideration for wa'az, and this practice of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu to remind people every Thursday, this is applicable to for wa'az, applicable to wa'az. This is not applicable to learning and teaching. Learning and teaching can be more frequent, and it has to be more frequent. That's why wherever you go, in a learning session, learning is, you know, sometimes 3 times a week, 4 times a week, 5 times a week. And sometimes even 6 times a week, right? Some Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they used to stay in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 24 hours. Ashab al-Suffa, the Sahaba who were at the Suffa of the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to stay in the masjid 24 hours. They did not have any jobs, they did not have any families, they did not have any business. They have no worry and concern whatsoever. Their job is only to learn what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. And their job is only to, you know, revise with each other whatever they have learned. Any Quran they have learned, any hadith of Rasulullah they have learned, anything they have observed Rasulullah doing, anything they have heard Rasulullah saying, their job is to just keep learning and keep revising. And if there is a newcomer, they will teach him whatever they have learned. Because once you teach, you will reinforce what you have learned. So learning is different from wa'az. Wa'az can be occasionally. Wa'az can be, you know, less frequent. But learning has to be more frequent. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا تكلم بكلمة أعادها ثلاثا حتى تفهم عنه وإذا أتى على قوم سلم عليهم سلم عليهم ثلاثا رواه البخاري. Anas radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to speak, when he used to say a word, he used to repeat that word three times. إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ بِكَلِمَةٍ أَعَادَهَا ثَلَاثًا. When he used to say a word, he used to say, repeat that three times. حَتَّى تُفْهَمَ عَنْهُ, so that it can be understood from him. وَإِذَا أَتَى عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ سَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And when he came to some people, when he visited some people, when he came upon some people, he would give them salam. He would say salam to them. سَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِمْ ثَلَاثًا. And he will say salam three times. He will say salam three times. When he used to say a word, he used to repeat that three times. Does it mean that every single word he said that three times? Does it mean that every single thing which Rasulullah said, whenever he talked, every single matter he repeated three times? Obviously not. Because this is not common sense. This is not common sense. And Rasulullah, he is very elegant. He is very sensitive to these matters. You cannot say something and say it again and say it again all the time. That is not appropriate. Say, can I have some water? Okay, that is understood. Can you say it again, can I have some water? Well, just wait for this person to go and fetch you some water. You cannot say that three times, because that is not normal. What is meant here, if something Rasulullah ﷺ, he wanted people to understand clearly and he wanted them to remember it for sure, then he would repeat it three times. Why we are saying this? Because in the hadith there is a hint, there is an indication that this is the purpose and this is the occasion when he used to repeat that three times. أَعَادَهَا ثَلَاثًا حَتَّى تُفْهَمَ عَنْهُ. He will repeat that three times and so that it can be understood from him. If something is too obvious, well, there is no need to repeat. If something is, complex, little bit complicated, and you want to make sure that people understand and people remember it, then he will repeat that three times. Because some people, they are very clever, mashallah, and they can get it for the first time. But some people are average. First time, still they are figuring it out. What did you say? What did you mean? Did he say this? Did he say that? Right? If you say it again, if you explain it again, inshallah they can get it. And some people are, this is Allah's distribution, some people are not very smart. So even if you repeat that twice, still they will not get it. Well, he will repeat that again. So that even an average person who may not be that smart, still he can understand. Because if something is important, well, everybody has to understand. The people who are smart, they have to understand. The people who are, like moderate, they have to understand. And just a person with less ability, he also has to understand. So this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ بِكَلِمَةٍ أَعَادَهَا ثَلَاثًا. Whenever he said a word, whenever he spoke, he repeated that three times. This does not mean that every single word he used to repeat three times. Because the ulama, they have said, in the hadith itself there is a hint, because Anas radiallahu anhu says, حَتَّى تُفْهَمَ عَنْهُ. He did that so that it can be understood from him. It can be understood from him, it is a matter which needs some understanding. it is not a matter which is too obvious. It is a matter of which is some understanding, so he will repeat that 3 times. وَإِذَا أَتَى عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ سَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِمْ ثَلَاثًا. That's why, if you are making an announcement, or if you are sharing something really important, not only that you just say and you move on, you just say and walk out, no. You have to say it in a manner that people can take it, people can understand. You cannot just say and move on and then come back later on and say, well, I already told you, well, I'm sorry, I did not understand what you said. You have, you know, in our day-to-day life, we say this, people say something which is really important, but they say it in a manner that is not important. And then later on they will have confusion. And somebody says, well, I said this, I did not say this, I understood this, and I did not understand this. I thought that you meant this, I thought... And unfortunately, sometimes people do this in business matters. If you have partners in business, people do this in business matters. And that can create confusion. And because of that confusion, later on you will have dispute. No, actually I meant this. No, actually I meant that. Well, if that was something important, which is going to have an impact on your business relations, well, you should make it clear. You should make it clear, and you should make sure that this person understands. Many times, people do business deals, or people do business partnerships, but there is no clarity about the rights and responsibilities. There is no clarity who is going to do what, who is responsible for what. There is no clarity who will get how much. Okay, we are doing this business together. How much profit I'm going to have? How much profit are you going to have? How much time I'm going to give into the business? How much time you're going to get given to the business? Okay, if I'm not well, what will happen? If you're not well, what will happen? If I get busy with something else? If you get busy with something else? There is no clarity whatsoever. People will just, you know, because they have good terms, they have some sort of friendship, they know each other for a long time, and they say, well, no, inshallah, don't worry, you know, we'll just manage it. There's no need between us. Between us, there is no need to have all these formalities. Inshallah, it will be okay. It will not be okay. Most of the time, it will not be okay. You'll have ill feelings for each other. Somebody comes early, somebody comes late. Somebody gives more time for the business, somebody gives less time. Somebody is putting money and also putting effort. Somebody does not put money. If something is important, then that thing has to be made clear. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to speak something, he would repeat that 3 times so that it can be understood. And when he came to people, he gave them, he greeted them, and he said salam to them 3 times. Again, this does not mean that you see somebody, you say salam 3 times. Or if you enter, say, a house, you have some people, you say salam, salam alaikum, salam alaikum 3 times. Because there is no need for that. You come to the masjid, you say salam alaikum 3 times. There is no need for that. Because salam is once. What is meant here, if you have a large gathering, if you have a big crowd of people, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he arrived at that place. Okay, he entered the place, he said assalamu alaikum. So he greeted some people and then he moved on. Now you have some more people here, you know, he would not say, well, I have already said salam. Well, when you said salam, only few people, they listen to you. Now he moved on, he would say salam again, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would take initiative in saying salam. Nowadays we wait for people to say salam. We wait for people to say salam. Well, you know, I am greater than him. I am greater than him. He should say salam. Unfortunately, you have this illness, sometimes among the men and sometimes among the ladies. If you have a gathering of ladies, well, go and say salam to everybody. Go and meet with everybody. What's wrong with that? No, she should come to me and she should say salam to me. well, you know, on such and such day we were in such and such place. She never came to me and she never said salam. What is this? When you develop ill feelings for other people, you will be harmed more than them. You will have more suffering than anybody else. Keep your heart clean, keep your mind clean, and you will have relaxed life. Just go say salam alaikum. She can be your niece, she can be your... It doesn't matter. You can be elder, she can be younger. You can be highly educated, she can be less educated. You are a rich person, wealthy person. He or she can be a normal person. If they are human being, just say salam alaikum and just be happy, be relaxed. But unfortunately, because we do not follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way we should. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, well, actually he could have waited for people to say salam. Right? He could have waited for all the people to stand up and greet him and welcome him. Well, if he wanted, people could have done that. If he wanted, people can put 100.
And also putting effort. Somebody does not put money in some.
People can put 100.
If something is important,
people can put 100.
Then that thing has to be made clear.
People can put 100.
That's all last person when he used to speak something, he would repeat that three times so that it can be understood.
People can put 100.
And when he came to people, he gave them, he greeted them, and he said salam to them three times.
People can put 100.
Again, this does not mean that you see somebody, you say salam.
People can put 100.
People can put 100. Or if you enter, say, a house, you have some people, you say salam alaikum three times. Because there is no need for that.
People can put 100.
You come to the Muslim and say salam alaikum three times. There is no need for that. Because salam is once.
People can put 100.
What is meant here?
People can put 100.
If you have a large gathering,
people can put 100.
If you have a big crowd of people,
people can put 100.
And Rasulullah he arrived.
People can put 100. People can put 100. People can put 100.
Okay. He entered the place and said salam alaikum.
People can put 100.
He greeted some people.
People can put 100.
And then he moved on.
People can put 100. People can put 100.
Now you have some more people. Put 100. You know, you will not say, I have already said
people
salam.
Put 100.
With the, when people you say salam, only a few people,
people can put 100.
They listen to you.
People can put 100.
Now he moved on and said salam.